Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 4, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, 4th of July, Happy Interdependence Day America. As America celebrates its 245th Independence Day, the United States faces two serious threats: the COVID-19 pandemic and its recent Delta variant, and record-breaking extreme heat waves in North America. On this important occasion, I wish for America to overcome its challenges by building a safer nation that is resistant to all the phenomena from nature and the polarization within society. They need to properly realize their power and make good changes within the country if they want to thrive. North America is boiling, literally. The traditional 4th of July fireworks displays have been postponed or cancelled in certain locales due to heat indices and drought conditions. There are also recommendations to stay indoors. In Portland and Seattle, temperatures reached a record high of 116 degrees Fahrenheit. Health authorities in British Columbia, Canada also reported unbearable temperatures that caused the deaths of at least 700 Canadians. We should not conceive these blows in North America as punishment. For instance, I do not see Americans as the worst people that have made terrible mistakes or committed some injustices that made them deserve this. It is natural for the whole continent and, actually, the whole world to experience extreme weather. The world has been evolving and has now reached a new stage of development, a completely different level. Humanity must fully recognize the unity of nature as a holistic system, one whole. We need to comprehend that the state of nature depends on the relationships between human beings, the highest level in the pyramid of nature, which influences the rest of the system, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human itself. Therefore, if we try to build a balanced system of human relations, all of nature will calm down. The comprehensive solution to the ecological and social dangers we face lies in efforts toward global connection, in which we will feel how dependent we are on everyone. Therefore, we will think twice before engaging in any ill treatment of anyone else. So how do blows help us advance? Americans are so proud of their independence, more than and above all other countries, and now they are entering the process of testing their own independence, their values, what they are independent from, and what is worth dreaming of. I think it is the beginning of a long and extraordinarily special learning process that will be accelerated by the current political scenario in America, where the heat waves are burning the social cohesion. America has built a strong and prosperous country with a good infrastructure and know-how on how to use money well. But can they still use everything they have built rationally? I am not quite sure. I am very worried about their future. They need to do more to abstain from political divisions and to think about how to build a stable society, otherwise they will not be able to successfully face the threats from natural phenomena and internal explosions from various factions within their society. There are many countries in the world waiting for America to reach an internal boiling point and explodes. This sounds like bad news. But it is actually good news, because America now has an opportunity to revive with a new awakening, and real chance to reach a true independence. I wish you success. The coronavirus is coming back. The coronavirus will inevitably return. We did not draw the correct conclusions from the first wave of the pandemic, and the second wave will come. All that we understood from the first wave is that we should stay at home, and if we go out, we should wear a mask and keep distance between us. And of course, this is not enough to correct our state. Therefore, I initially did not expect the coronavirus to disappear quickly. This was only the first wave, and a second would come after it, and it is already happening. Not just a repetition of the wave, but new mutations of the virus from a new source. And closer to winter, I think there will be a third wave. It is very possible that these waves will come with great frequency, time after time, to teach us that we need to finally do something with ourselves. Otherwise, the virus will disconnect us from the normal life we had before. We will have to change the whole routine of life, the economy, industry, forms of work, childcare, and forms of communication and interaction. The virus affects everything because our whole world is built on the connection between people. The pandemic is striking precisely this connection between us. We will now begin to feel more and more how much of a qualitative disturbance this blockage of connection is. The pandemic does not allow us to communicate even with masks on. The virus will mutate to such an extent that vaccinations will stop working, so that we will start thinking about what should the nature of the vaccination be, what it should do, and how we should prepare ourselves so as to not undergo heavy blows. We need to start getting smarter. The waves of the pandemic are like the Egyptian plagues that push us to rise above our egoism, to get out from the power of the Pharaoh. Is this the direction of our actions, thoughts, and conversations? Do we realize that the coronavirus is the same plague that the people of Israel experienced in Egypt: blood, frogs, lice, and everything else? We have to go through all this, but in a different form. You can try to close borders so the virus does not penetrate from the outside, but this will not help because the Creator still implements his upper program. The virus will not disappear and will not leave us, because it has not caused any changes within us, so far. And so it will have to beat the people of Israel and the whole world again and again. Israel can by its internal correction cure itself and the whole world of the pandemic by serving as the medicine for the entire human society. If the Jews start treating each other correctly, the pandemic will disappear all over the world, and all of humanity will be cured. From CAB TV's A Conversation with Journalists, June 24, 2021. Masks are back. Look what is happening. The Creator is allowing us to almost eliminate the pandemic, but as soon as we breathe the sigh of relief and take off our masks, it suddenly returns with a new force. This is to show us that nothing has gone away, and we have learned nothing from the last wave. Therefore, after a temporary abatement, it returns again. We needed this respite to distinguish the second blow from the first one and understand that we did nothing. If the pandemic just continued, it would be one blow from which we would learn nothing. Why were there 10 plagues in Egypt? Was one not enough? The Passover Haggadah says that the people of Israel received 400 blows, 100, 200, 300. We are at the stage of the final correction when all evil must be revealed. However, in what form it will be revealed depends on us, on our desire to receive the force of correction. The shortest, ideal way is to turn to the Creator and ask Him for the force of connection. We must be connected together as in the corrected system of Adam HaRishon. However, there is no way we can reach such a connection except with the help of the upper force that would influence us, and make it possible to connect with each other and all of us, together with the Creator. We have no other choice. Otherwise, we will receive blow after blow. The people of Israel are able to hear this because they have a point in the heart, and the heart is the place where this information is received. The coronavirus binds us. It is like a symbol of our egoistic connection. Therefore, it passes from person to person and manifests itself egoistically in order to eventually teach us how to change the relationships between us. From CAB TV's Conversation with the Writers, June 24, 2021. Through the borderline states of our world. Question: the science of management is largely based on the principles of determinism developed by Newton. And what was discovered in the 20th century? Quantum physics, the Heisenberg principle, and other discoveries, are followed with great difficulty, or to put it simply, are not followed at all. Do you think this is possible to overcome? Answer: only by re-educating a person. There is no other way. After Newton, All the discoveries of Heisenberg, Hugh Everett, Einstein, etc., these are all borderline states of our world, still egoistic thinking. But scientists are already trying to break into another area where forces, space, time, and energy are combined into one single whole, and the division into separate parameters disappears. This cannot be learned and mastered by people until they undergo personal transformation and start to perceive themselves, space, society, humanity, and the entire cosmos as one single whole. But all this can be done only if people in a small team decide to cancel themselves in relation to the team. This is the essence of the Kabbalistic practice. If they try to do this, and we know that it does work, then they have a completely different perception of space, time, and events. They go beyond the egoistic, deterministic framework to the level of integrality, globalism, interconnectedness, one single nature. All the principles operate there, of course, in a different way. So, the transition from Newton to not even a modern but the correct unified field and space theory is possible only if we recreate a person. After all, a person feels everything through himself. We do not see what is actually happening around us, we depict this world inside us. It is felt inside of us. And what the world represents outside of us, we cannot say because we are able to explore it only from within. In our International Kabbalah Academy, many people are trying to enter the system of self-transformation, from I to we, in order to feel the world. Not to express it mathematically, as Einstein tried to do, but to feel it in a form independent of man. Rising above our egoistic nature, we feel the space that is not disturbed by us, we see a different system and different calculations. And here begins a completely different physics and connection with all of nature. From Cab TV's The Science of Management, June 23, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, we need to educate the education system. It's been a year and a half into the age of Corona, and schooling has been restricted, limited, and changed in many ways since the pre-COVID age. From the perspective of the education system, COVID-19 has done more harm than good. Children are more prone to depression, social isolation, regression in academic achievements, as well as increased chances of dropping out from school. Yet, in my view, the problem is not with COVID, but with the educators who didn't seize the moment to reform the obsolete schooling system. They tried to copy-paste a failing physical platform into a virtual platform instead of capitalizing on the benefits of the online arena. Children and young adults are much more adept when it comes to utilizing online tools such as search engines and online encyclopedias or other sites that provide accessible and free information. Schooling, therefore, must be adapted to the new reality, and should take up much less of the time than was required during the pre-COVID era. Instead of forcing the old teaching methods on the new reality, educators should dedicate the abundant time that has been freed thanks to the availability of information to the one thing that people really need to learn today, how to conduct positive relationships. Depression rates and aggression are skyrocketing not because people don't know enough about American history or because of their math skills. They're depressed because they cannot communicate with people in meaningful and positive ways. When they can't find trustworthy people, they feel alone and hopeless. Since the problem is national, it should be treated through the education system, and authorities must appoint special educators to teach people how to interact, how to develop care for one another. In the global era, we are all connected. When we behave to the contrary, as we do today, we harm ourselves and others. To address the problem, educators should work on both the informative level and the emotional level. People should learn about the interconnected nature of today's reality, how the acts of one person impact the lives of everyone else, even when we don't immediately sense it. At the same time, educators should cultivate attitudes of mutual responsibility among children and youth, as well as among grown-ups. The two levels, informative and emotional, will complement each other and create a new bedrock on which to build a society of happy people, who feel connected, appreciated, and confident in their environment. The post-COVID world will not revert back to the competitive and callous mentality that characterized the world before the outbreak. To reap the maximum benefits from the transformation that human society is going through, we must educate ourselves about it and practice living by its new social codes of mutual responsibility and concern for everyone. The sooner we start, the better. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why is there so much drug abuse? The human ego, which has been growing for almost 6,000 years, constantly urges us to aim at bigger and bigger fulfillment. The more we develop, the more we want, and this desire urges us to develop human society, bringing about what we consider as progress in all fields of human activity. However, as an outcome of such development, we become desperate in the hope of ever truly becoming satisfied. Even many youth growing up in today's world look around and, in contrast to us, no longer feel a desire to live in this world. Despair, drug abuse, depression and suicide become more characteristic of today's youth than those in any other era, because due to their past incarnations, that is our past life, they feel that this world will fail to supply them with any meaningful fulfillment. This is why they turn to drugs, simply in order to forget about life, to detach from this miserable life and leave behind the empty and even helpless feelings that they have. This is the reason for so much drug abuse, as well as several other problems like depression, loneliness, anxiety and suicide, specifically in our era. The human ego is reaching the end of its development, to a point where we will have to pass over into a new altruistic world, where we exist in a harmonious and positive connection with each other, and where we will no longer try to fulfill ourselves with constant attempts to absorb egoistically into ourselves from our surroundings. On the contrary, our future fulfillment will come from contributing. There is no limit to giving, and through building a new paradigm that values people's contribution to society over their individualistic materialistic achievements, we will pave the beginnings of a new positive direction for the world. I hope that this will actualize in practice. If it does, then we will see a dramatic reversal in the amounts of drug abuse and other problems on personal, social, economic and even ecological scales. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, when is it okay to break the law? There is nothing more important than a person's life. Through the life we are given, nature gives us an opportunity to be an active and beneficial part of society, to achieve self-correction and self-realization. This is why we can break the law only on condition that the law obliges us to kill other people. It is a foundation upon which we can openly and immediately break the law. On the other hand, in all other cases, if we see a need to fight against the law, then we can do so by lawful means. In other words, we need to abide by the law while simultaneously fighting to change it. But we can break on the law on only one condition: if by observing the law, we bring about death to another person. The reason for this is because there is no higher value in nature than human life. If we will break the law under any other circumstance, then anarchy will ensue in the world. This is why we need to reach a state where we will observe laws except for the irreversible case that involves killing another person. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Solution to an unsolvable conflict. Operation Guardian of the Walls has ended, which has become another round in the fight against the constant military threat that does not leave Israel for a single day. The operation has helped reduce the threat to some extent, but it cannot eliminate the confrontation from the opposite side, which inevitably escalates again and again and leads to a military confrontation. War has become so familiar that people are bitterly aware that their children will live on this land in incessant wars. How to get out of this vicious circle? Apparently, this is not possible either at the expense of a military operation, through a state agreement, or by dividing this land. This is for you and this is for us, each nation on a piece of land. There is no solution visible here. And so the conflict feels like a tangle of contradictions that cannot be unraveled. Finally, we came to this realization and realized that there is no solution. This is not a state conflict or a religious one, but in the essence. Therefore, it can be solved only at a new stage of understanding of the purpose of creation, the purpose of human existence on Earth, different peoples and states, and religions. This conflict is at the central point of all reality, of all the world, of all humanity. And it is intended to lead us to the question, how to reach the point of balance for everyone, for the entire universe. It is possible to achieve such balance, but this decision is not in the hands of a person. For this, the participation of two conflicting parties is not enough. A third force is needed, the upper force of nature. If we find out what nature wants from us, we will know how to solve this problem. The balance is based on the right, good connection between all parts of creation, even the most opposite, and not only between the Jews and Arabs, but as it is said in the prophets that the wolf will live peacefully next to the lamb. And first of all, it is necessary to explain to everyone, both Arabs and Jews, that peace in the world depends on how much people are willing to sacrifice themselves, unite and relate themselves to one upper force. I don't think it will be difficult to convey this to the Arabs because in essence their upper force and our upper force is the same force. A person should know only one thing: if we advance, we must reveal the upper force of nature and unite everything around it. Let it be called differently in each nation, but it is always the upper force of nature, just each nation represents it according to its perception. However, we must realize that we are at the mercy of one force, and we must achieve balance, connection, and attain it. The Creator wants to see everyone on this earth, if they live in such a way that there is no difference between nations, but a good mutual connection between all. The ruler in such a country will be peace, tranquility, and unity, and people will be in power who believe that peace, tranquility, and unity should rule. The only way out of this conflict is for everyone to understand that no one has any egoistic right to own any part of the globe. The whole human race is on equal terms under the rule of one supreme force whose nature is connection and love, and this is the only God we need to worship. We can accept it, even though it's against our nature. Today, a Palestinian child is taught to kill Jews, not to unite with them. How can you come from such radicalism to a place of concessions, connection, and love when they seem far from one another as heaven and earth? And it is written about this, love will cover all crimes. Where there are the greatest crimes, there is a chance to reveal the unity and love if the relation of the person is corrected. Instead of hatred, it is possible to come to love. Love is revealed precisely from hatred, from the polar state. We will see that it is impossible to continue to exist like this. We find ourselves opposed to the upper force and to the whole of nature in general. The forces of nature require us to replenish and unite between all the opposing forces. This conflict is at the center of the entire universe, and if we can resolve it here and achieve mutual fulfillment, then peace and tranquility, unity, love, and full abundance will reign throughout the world. We must come to the realization that it is impossible to achieve peace by conventional methods. The good future of the world depends on everyone understanding what form of connection there should be in the world, and that the mission of the people of Israel is to bring the world to connection. And the role of the world is to put pressure on the people of Israel to push them to unite and pull all the nations of the world with them. This is a mutual work in which the nations of the world and the people of Israel must help each other. The nations of the world are pushing Israel forward, and Israel continues and opens the way for all nations to rush after them. As it is written in the prophets that the people of Israel should strive for the Creator, and then the nations of the world will carry them on their shoulders, so all will ascend to the mountain of the Creator and achieve connection with the upper force. From Cab TV's Look from the Inside, May 24, 2021. A well is a source of wisdom. Question: It is written in the Torah that Abraham was constantly walking in the desert. What is the desert inside a person? Answer: the feeling that there is nothing to eat, there is no way to fulfill your quality of bestowal, love, connection with others, and you cannot realize yourself in any way. This is the quality of the desert. This is about an internal emptiness. It does not matter whether it arises from the fact that I cannot fulfill myself egoistically or that I cannot fulfill the Creator. Question: Wandering through the desert, Abraham was always looking for wells. Why was this so important? Answer: Wells are sources of water. Water symbolizes the light of Hasidim, that is, the quality of bestowal and love, without which flowering and harvest are impossible. Therefore, everything comes down to wells, to water, to the quality of bestowal. In Kabbalah, wells in the desert are called the source of wisdom because the desert indicates how much a person yearns to find this source of life. When he finds it, then there is a surge of wisdom, a surge of good intentions. Question: What wisdom are we talking about? Answer: About the way to become similar to the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, June 11, 2021. Lazy people make the world go round. Question: Some scientists say that when we are bored, the brain goes into a mode of operation where it can connect events or ideas that would never have come together if we were not bored, and that this fosters creativity. If Newton hadn't been locked up by the plague, if he hadn't been so bored, he probably would not have had time to watch an apple fall and create his own law of universal gravitation. Out of boredom, Einstein tied together the concepts of time and space. And so on. When we are bored, we dream. We are, as it were, cut off from the real rational world, and this allows us to connect things that seemed impossible to connect. What do you think about this paradox? Answer: It is good to be bored, I have no doubt. In general, the world moves thanks to lazy people. That is what is paradoxical. Lazy people move the world ahead. Because they have nothing to do, they are not burdened with anything, they are not pressured, and if they are pressured, there is little sense. And that is why they are very good at coming up with such ideas and generally doing everything the way they want for the sake of boredom. Question: Thus, boredom makes us actually build a brighter world? Answer: Yes, because we are building it not based on our egoistic needs, but really just out of boredom. If we did everything like that, can you imagine what would have happened? We would never invent any bombs or anything that would harm us. Because out of boredom you would do something easy that would support humanity. Question: And would there be enough food for humanity? Answer: Of course. Question: That is, in principle, do you think that a lazy person could invent such means of production that everything would be enough for everyone? Answer: Lie on the sofa, be a couch potato, and everything is fine. Question: Do you know how many people disagree with you? Answer: They will not agree because they drove themselves into such a physical world where everything depends on rigid egoistic connections with each other. Where everything is built not on helping each other, but on interfering with each other. And these frictions, impossibilities, and misunderstandings create such hindrances in relations between us, that we probably spend 99% of our efforts overcoming frictions. And this process makes no sense. Question: Is that why there is hard work, hard labor? Answer: Of course. Therefore, there is a curse in the Torah: in the sweat of your brow you will earn your bread. Why? Because you will wade through selfishness. And if you had not awakened this power, it was said to the so-called first man, then you would have lived in paradise. Therefore, I very much welcomed the new generation, because this is indeed a generation of lazy people. They don't want anything. You give me a slice of pizza, a glass of cola, and my phone. And that's all. How much does a person need? See how easy it is? And everything else is inside, in it. Question: is there a whole world in it? And really worthy of respect? Answer: this is a world built on connections. Of course, the connections are shallow. But still, they will provide an opportunity to be connected at high levels. I'm sure it will. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 10, 2021. Neither me for you nor you for me. Question: when the Creator wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham tried to protect them. What is this relationship that is called Sodomite rule? Mine is mine and yours is yours. Answer: mine is mine and yours is yours, is an absolutely anti-altruistic relationship. Although it is not a crime, there is not a quality of egoism in its true, vivid form. However, with such a relationship, I cannot correct anything. Therefore, this quality is indicated in the Torah as very opposite to the Creator and as necessary to get rid. Question: but for our egoism, is this the most comfortable state? Answer: no, it is not comfortable for egoism, because you do not take from the other. You say, yours is yours, mine is mine. I am not touching you, you are not touching me. Comment: then we would exist without wars, without any conflicts. My response: but it is precisely due to the fact that such a state is a complete dead end, not me for you nor you for me, we are not together in any way. Thus to remain in this state means no correction at all. Therefore, this tool is not ready for achieving the goal. After all, the purpose of creation is to unite everyone. The quality of Sodom in a person is opposite to the plan of creation. Therefore, the Creator destroyed these cities. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, June 11, 2021. Will millennials save us? Comment: millennials are those who were born from 1982 to 2004. These are strong guys who are now under 40. They have already experienced the crisis of 2008. They are now experiencing a pandemic, and it is not yet known what they will experience next. Demographers compare them to the Great Generation. The Great Generation is the generation that lived in the 20s and 30s, survived the Great Depression and, most importantly, survived the Spanish flu. And this generation managed to build America, restore Europe. Now they say that the millennial generation can be similar to the previous one, and that it will be able to build a new economy and turn the world around in a new way. What do you think of this generation, these strong 40-year-olds? My response: I don't see that they are in a quest, in struggle, in eagerness. They have a very pragmatic view. They don't look like revolutionaries to me. And why should they rush, do something, make some kind of revolution? What's the matter? Comment: they survived the 2008 crisis. My response: they lived through it while sitting at their computers. Nothing else. Question: and a pandemic that stopped entire industries, destroyed entire industries? Answer: I don't think it's that important or alarming for them. Question: so what will turn the situation around? It can't go on like that, can it? Answer: no. There must be an awareness much deeper than a crisis, say dead end. What did that generation do? It has practically revived industry, trade, and so on. It won't do any good now. It won't do anything. There is a huge trade turnover, industry, whatever you want. Question: What does nature want from us? Answer: nature wants us to radically change, reflect on our life, on its meaning. Question: so there should be a deeper understanding for this generation? Answer: yes. Why are we here? What are we doing? What will this pandemic bring us? Why does it come from the depths of nature? What pluses and minuses should it point out to us? None of it is there. I don't see this anywhere, not among philosophers, psychologists, or politicians. No one has serious research or just thoughts on this topic. A person should say, it is wonderful that such an opportunity has arisen to change myself, the system, humanity, the direction of industry, trade, education, and upbringing. We will reconsider everything that is in the world today. In general, the questions, what do we live for? Where are we going? We need to understand what we are today and what we should be tomorrow. Why should we cry today? What have we freed ourselves from? We just need to take advantage of this moment and do something about ourselves, all people. Because we are all in a crisis, it is universal. The crisis is global. This crisis is a crisis of human development, of egoistic human development. Question: can a person understand this? Turn the thinking around just like that, can he? Answer: explain to him what is happening globally with humanity, and I think that everyone will agree with this except for those who do not benefit from it. Question: why is there no understanding of it yet? Answer: humanity has no way of seeing ahead. Because what is available today always suits it. Question: you contradict yourself. Then who will push this situation forward? Who will say first, look, and have people look? Everything has its own father. In Singapore, there was a father who turned everything around. In America, they began to turn around during the Depression. And so on. Everywhere there are their own presidents, their own revolutionaries. Who's going to say the whole thing now? To whom is your appeal? Who are you talking to? Answer: I do not know to whom to appeal. We don't have anyone like Einstein or Marx. I personally say what I can. He who hears, hears. Question: if someone hears, you are ready to sit down and for days, as long as necessary, to talk to him, to explain? Answer: I am ready not only to talk to such a person, but to work with him in general. Question: and work as much as necessary, explaining to him the whole system, the whole nature, and where it leads us? Answer: yes. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 29, 2021. How can we tune ourselves correctly to the spiritual world? Question: our group is being formed now. How can we tune the group correctly to the spiritual world? Answer: if you connect to each other so that no one in the group is superior to others, but the group is one common whole, you will begin to feel the Creator in the center of the group. When the ego is connected correctly, it will be your assistant, your best friend. This is how everything is arranged. There is no evil in the world. Everything depends only on how we use these attributes correctly. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 7, 2019.